Got any good deer stories? Every deer hunter's got a good deer story.
Yeah. That's about what they are, stories.
Yeah. I killed a deer once with a 3,000 pound bullet.
3,000 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
What? Thrust, pressure, or something?
No.
Bullet?
Yeah, with a 3,000 pound bullet.
Well, you'd have to roll it down on the hill on him or something. Roll on the side of the cliff.
Can you guess what it was? Damn thing ran out the road.
Oh,
I'm doing 85 miles an hour.
Pardon me, I know that happened. I'll be there.
I was lucky to survive.
Well, I tell you, if you hit him 85 miles an hour, you tore up something. Him and the deer bolt the car in there.
Tore my car. I didn't have a scratch.
You lucky.
I was lucky as hell.
Good luck.
We
had a good deer hunt last year. It was 3 days I hunted. It was 26 kill. I killed one on the. That's all I kill out of it. But that was pretty good. But we had 50 man hunt.
Uh-huh.
We used dogs, you see here.
Dogs?
Oh, yeah. You got to use dogs in these swamps and everything.
You run them into the stand?
Yeah, run them into the put man out.
Mm-hmm.
And man and dogs. But in some areas you hunt, you can't use a dog. And, you know, different areas, you can only go through howling like a dog,
mm-hmm.
making noise.
Why do you have to use dogs in the swamps?
Well, yeah, you just, with old deer laying up, you just can't, if it's thick in there, and if he's got a long ways to go, man can't hold a walk there. You run that deer long ways.
Uh-huh.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, when I'm with a dog, you get out. Sometimes some standards, I mean, some of the guys are driving, he'll go out when he steal the dog till he strikes. And then when he's gone, he's gone. You can't keep up with that dog then.
Yeah.
He might run 3-4 miles out of that swamp. You know, deer making circles and then all out. If he smells a fella, he'll turn and go another way. And you just come on out and go back to your truck wherever you let out that dog. In some places with the shard dries, you take the dog and the man both and go and just come out on toward the standards.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little pretty risky sometimes, you know, fixing. During the year, it's winter time when there's kids out of school, they put a lot of young boys on there. You take them. I've seen guys with a gun bigger than the boy. You take a man coming out to walking. And a young boy like that to get excited. It'd been man killed right up in Van Cleve area, I know like that.
Yeah.
Fella is shooting, they seen something moving, and they see the man might just be coming out. And all them bushes and
the man.
I don't think I'd care much for that driving. It takes a lot of them young fellas. Then I got when we hunt we got a bunch of young boys like say anywhere from 17-year-old 18, 19 in the 20s. And they can don't tire out, man, on us. Other fellas go get a good stand. It'll be all right. Yeah, and we had a good deer season. I cooked up all my meat already.
Yeah.
Make spaghetti, venison, you know, put it spaghetti and you eat meatball spaghetti. Well,
yeah,
you do the same with the venison.
I hear that's good. I bet
really
you
good,
cook
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, and make a roast. It's real good.
Tell me how you clean those.
Skin them?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's like skinning a cow or anything else.
You skin them? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
How do you cut them? Quarter
them? Yeah, quarter them up. And put them in the cool. Best if you kill him, gut him. Or the policy that you have up in the. As soon as you kill a deer, you go up to him and you cut his guts out right then.
That's what I hear. Why?
That's best. Well, that people leaving their guts in a deer all day and say they don't go back to the camp till in the evening. Say if you kill him 6 o'clock in the morning and you don't knock off the fire in the evening,
mm-hmm.
that deer with them guts in him, man, that meat, that's no good. That'd be like killing a chicken 6 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the evening go. Cut the guts out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just get all that out, and you're all right.
Yeah.